Welcome everyone to the Angel News Network Divine Discussions. We're going a little off track tonight because of the harmonic convergence. I'm going to review exactly what it is. We're going to go over some notes within it. I'll go into trance and connect with the Galactic Federation, and they'll explain who they are for those of you who don't know who they are. And then we're going to open up with how this energy is affecting people. And what they're basically saying here is, and I'll read it, and then Sam will be reading it again. The harmonic convergence full moon, which is tonight, the moon going into Aquarius, and the eclipse, is a good time to honor and celebrate what you have achieved and what you have received, and to focus on the fullness of life rather than any lack. So that's what we're going to be asked to share. So we're to focus and celebrate what you've achieved and received regarding the fullness of life rather than focusing on lack and limitation. Okay? So 2 weeks from tonight, we will return to our usually scheduled format with Archangel Michael via trans-channel Jeff Fasano. So I'm just going to review what the harmonic convergence is, and if any of you online or in the classroom have questions, just ask your questions, and then we'll answer them. So again, beginning on August 13th through the 19th of 2016, the planets of Mercury, Venus, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars come into our cosmic night sky for another special alignment, which represents a recurrence of the energies of the harmonic convergence, which first occurred during my birthday, August 16, 1987. Since more people are born in August than any other month, this is a grand birthday gift for all of us. Some 29 years ago, I celebrated that special birthday by gathering hundreds of people at my home on the beaches of Fire Island Pines, New York, to seed the planet at sunrise with crystals and gratitude for this extraordinary celestial event. So I went into God's Glossary, a Divine Dictionary, to look at a definition, and these are fifth-dimensional definitions. These are not definitions from a human mind. So God's Glossary, a Divine Dictionary, defines the harmonic convergence as a cosmic event that ushered in what is called the New Age, beginning in 1987, a five-year period where humanity was able to develop and raise its consciousness, thus preventing humanity from destroying the planet, a powerful astrological cosmic configuration ushering in a new unity consciousness age. Pretty powerful stuff. What is happening now will provide further solar-cystic ascension energies for more transformative integration to come into the planet. Each of these five planets represents a different aspect that is being integrated into Mother Earth to assist humanity to wake up and shift and further activate our reason to be here to learn to love. This will allow us to create communities of equality, harmony, and balance. So let me just review the specific planets. Now, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail because each one of these planets is a science unto itself. But for those of you who really want to understand more the metaphysical responsibilities and aspirations of these planets, that information is available to you. Mercury ushers in the importance of how we communicate with each other. Not so much what we are communicating, but how we communicate and how we deliver it. So that is very simplistically the focus of Mercury, which is going into alignment and, of course, the planet closest to the sun. Venus reflects the balance of relationships, especially with self, to allow the essence of love to flow inside out, bringing forth the balance of the masculine and feminine energies. Humanity will not ascend, will not evolve into its higher state without the balance of the masculine and feminine energy. And we're seeing this more and more. It appears that we're about to elect a woman for the first time president of the United States. And more, we're looking for equality, harmony, and balance in relationship with the feminine energy. We're seeing it in a lot of our gender issues, transgender issues, gay rights. We're really beginning to see that it's important to give everyone an opportunity to have equality. Mars represents the action and desire to move forward, very much an assertive masculine energy as opposed to the Venus energy, which is more of a receptive feminine energy. Saturn is our protective guardian, giving humanity a sense of responsibility consequence in order not to let our fears, absence of love, and limitations to get in the way. Realizing that fear, doubt, and ignorance are the monsters of mankind, are the monsters of humanity. So this huge planet, Saturn, is there to assist us with that. Jupiter, an even larger planet, represents the mental body within spiritual growth and expansion, allowing us to transmute into we consciousness, thus world service. So very, very simply, that is the what has happened with these five planets that have lined up within our solar system at this very moment. Tonight we're having a full moon and a lunar eclipse. All of this is predicating and supporting the energetic alignment of these specific planets. This has never, ever happened before in the history of humanity. Within the above alignment, the full moon of Aquarius and Leo will be guiding energies with the lunar eclipse taking place right now. This is for humanity fully experiences the exchange of energies to be represented by what we have manifested through the past cycles, especially during the new moon taking place right now. So this is a divine, powerful moment. So I'd just like for all of us just to take a deep breath and begin to realize that these planets and this lunar energy is here affecting us and moving into our destiny of oneness and we consciousness. This is a time of leadership, since we're in the astrological sign of Leo, bringing forth great resonance and discernment of the light-dark ratios moving into Aquarius. We shall be in a space when we realize that change has to occur and must be a personal process of inside out, not outside in. So again, as we've discussed many times before, it's all about the relationship with self, since the only relationship we're having is the one with self, and these energies are assisting us with this inside-out process of the personal process, the personal relationship with self, self being a reflection of all that there is. It is a time of unity consciousness and bringing the essence into being. The lunar eclipse taking place now represents emotional feelings allowing the receptive feminine self, self, again, being a reflection of all there is, to be part of the process, further assisting in balancing the masculine and feminine energy, again, which we have discussed, which is so essential for us moving forward as a species. This period is also the locking of the door of the old and proceeding with trust, surrendering to trust fearlessly into the pathway of the new. So these alignments of these planets and this lunar activity are assisting in this entire process to eliminate, reduce the fear, which is an absence of love. Now at the anniversary of the 1987 harmonic convergence, let us continue to celebrate the beginning of allowing all these energies to align with our planet, with humanity, and most importantly, with ourselves, with one another. Let us fill our hearts with gratitude for the higher realms that never stop sending their love and support to the world that often has no awareness that they even exist. As I look back on the first Fire Island ceremony so long ago, I honor all those divine souls who were present and the many that have left this frequency since then. It was a joyful time filled with hope and promise of creating a better world. and that lies before us again at this particular moment all these years later. As we experience our world today filled with chaos and upheaval, we can easily understand why this cosmic configuration has occurred again. We need it like never before. So let us fill our hearts with gratitude that this is actually happening again in combination with the lunar events to support it even further. Let us now together apply the teachings and tools we have so vastly received from the higher realms since the last harmonic convergence and create the lives in the world that we so deeply live in our hearts and we so deeply say we wish to have. Surely the reason so many of us are present on the planet now is to create this reality, this new reality, these communities of equality, harmony, and balance, remembering together that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, not humans being spiritual. So let us take a deep breath and just absorb that is the how and the why and the what of the harmonic convergence. Is there anyone who has any questions about that before I go into trance with the Galactic Federation and we review 8 or 9 specific points from them? Anyone?
If you have any questions online, hit *6 and that'll put you into the query and we'll know that you have a question.
And all of this information that I just gave to you is in most of your email queues or is available in social media or certainly on our websites. So these cycles, I just want to also add, the planet revolves around 26,000-year cycles, and within those 26,000-year cycles, there are 2,000-year cycles that help move us forward in our evolutionary path. So this particular harmonic convergence is a very important part of this last 2,000-year cycle on this particular planet, moving into the creation of the final golden age. So this age of Aquarius, moving from into the age of Aquarius, which is also taking place now, is when humanity takes control of the Earth and expands our consciousness. And one other thing that I would like for us to remember together, whenever we sent out the invitation to be a part of this, it said, since the 1987 initiation of the harmonic convergence energies, there have been measurable increases in the magnetic energy field of our planet. So in effect, what is actually taking place right now is a resetting of human consciousness. Now, thousands and thousands of people have received the messages that we have sent out over the last week or so regarding this. So it isn't just we who are in the classroom or we who are online right now. There are so many people who may not even be present who are being affected by this. Again, are there any questions about this resetting of human consciousness and the need for that to take place? Remembering together, we're all here to activate our divine soul plans, our reason and our purpose to be here. Before I go into trance, if there are no questions, I'm going to lead us to a little meditation to get further grounded so that we can really connect with the energies of the Galactic Federation and these 9 points. So if you can just get comfortable, support your spines, allow your feet to plant firmly on the surface of the planet Earth, and take a deep breath. And I'd like for you to imagine the energy coming up from the core of the planet. We live, we be, and we move within the realms of the highest divine purpose within our highest good. Through a forces call the I Am Presence, the Christ Consciousness, Christ being free of any connection to any organized religion. As we connect with this soul plan, our reason and our purpose in being here and learning to love through something which we call the Loveversity or Planet Earth or Mother Gaia, Firmly plant yourself upon the mantle and the surface of your mother. Take a deep breath. Allow yourself to go into the core of the earth. And let us connect with the fifth dimensional civilizations that reside there, which once resided on the surface of the planet, but have received a dispensation to be in a fifth dimensional format to assist us. Lemuria, Atlantis, Egypt, Greece, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi. You may have flashbacks of when you had incarnational cycles within these specific civilizations which once were on the surface of the planet, now in the core of the planet. Allow yourself to connect with the brotherhood and the sisterhood of these civilizations which are here to support us on the surface of the planet, moving hand in hand with these inner earth civilizations into our destiny of ascension. Now, moving from those inner earth civilizations, we move back from the core of the earth into your feet, resting upon the mantle. We now will connect with the inner earth civilizations with each of your chakras, the first chakra, your root, the second, the third, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, your crown chakra. And now we will leave this planet, connect with the lunar energy, which is so active tonight in its full moon and its eclipse, stored within the lunar energy is housed the DNA and the RNA of humanity. Let us connect with that energy tonight through the full moon of Aquarius and the eclipse. Moving further out into our solar system, connecting with the planets which have aligned themselves and ones which have not, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, Nibiru. Moving further out from our solar system, moving into our galactic world, our Milky Way, imagine our solar system on the very edge of this galaxy, this Milky Way, the rim, the edge of it. Imagine trillions and trillions of solar systems and suns swirling around this galaxy, and we will be connecting with the Galactic Federation, whose responsibility lies within the many worlds within our galaxy. We enter and move towards the center of our galaxy, towards the black hole within it. We travel down into this black hole, this worm, if you will, and we are swept into another frequency of the universe. And within this universe, there are hundreds and trillions of galaxies swirling around and swirling around. And you begin to realize what a magnificent aspect you are of all of creation. We move to the center of the universe with these swirling galaxies all around us. And again, we enter another black hole. And we come up the other side into the multiverse. And there are trillions of universi. And we begin to realize and know the magnificence of the grandeur and the limitlessness of creation. We begin to get in touch that we are the Creator creating and all that we are traveling through at this time is our divine right to experience. Through the multiverse, we now travel back to our crown chakra. And we realize that we are all in the process of becoming multidimensional, connected with all of these realms that are here to support us. And tonight there is such a physical demonstration, something that cannot be denied with the human mind, that you can actually see these planets and this lunar surface lining up and activating and supporting us in such a divine fashion through our crown chakra, our third eye, our throat, our heart, our solar plexus, our sacral chakra, our first chakra, and again grounded back to our feet upon the mantle of the earth from whence we began. This is our world. This is our destiny, to become beings of all of these realms. Take a deep breath. And when you're ready, allow yourself to slowly come back to the space that you're in now. A little cosmic journey beyond our solar system to let us know what lies ahead before us. Are there any questions? Or any sharing that anyone would like to have at this time before I go into trance with the Galactic Federation?
If you have a question and you're online, just hit *6.
Let us continue then.
I just want to say that meditation was beautiful. Thank you, Philip.
You're welcome. Greetings, beloved Earthlings. We come to you from the Galactic Federation. Within your galaxy, your so-called Milky Way, which you just traveled to, dear ones, did you feel our presence? We felt yours, and we welcome you to our galactic world. Your solar system, being such a divine aspect of this particular galaxy, dear ones, with a divine mission that is affecting all of the worlds, not only within your solar system, but within your galaxy. Tonight, dear humans, it is a divine moment for you, a very, very extraordinary, special moment for you, that your planets, which represent part of your evolutionary path from Mercury to Venus, to Earth to Mars, to Jupiter to Saturn and on, are your evolutionary path, and there's an interrelationship with their energies and their orbits constructed of the same cosmic stuff that you are, that are all affecting you within your relationship with self, dear ones. As has been explained to you, this happened in your year of 1987. It is being gifted and dispensated to you at this time again because of the upheaval and chaos that you're experiencing in your world at this time and because of the ascension process of your planet. As has been explained to you, moving into your final 2,000-year cycle of your final golden age. As this endeavor called the Engineers Network has explained to you and brings to you on a monthly basis, this is also your year 2016 of your star seed activations. The star systems that seeded, that assisted in originating your world are also coming in on a monthly basis to assist you within your evolutionary process of moving into a higher state of consciousness, increasing your vibratory rate in order to free yourself from yourself. Beloved humans, you all chose to be human in your dense form through your emotional and your mental bodies to experience what you're experiencing, the way you're experiencing, to learn what you need to experience, the way you need to learn it, to ensure a final and permanent healing. This may be very difficult and challenging for many of you, but it is, in your vernacular, essential and necessary to take place, and it is how you, on a higher level, have chosen to experience your healing. Your world will not be destroyed by other forces. It is your divine right to move into your ascended divine format of your higher formless self. No matter how things appear on the outside, as has been presented to you many times, this is a process of inside out through the relationship with self, and this is how you have chosen to be human in something called your human contract. Self being a mirroring and a picturing of all that there is. The reason that the channel that we're coming through at this time took you on a cosmic journey is for you to begin to see and to feel and to experience what lies before you. Through the healing of the relationship with self and creating communities of equality, harmony, and balance, and allowing yourself to move into world service through we consciousness, through a higher vibratory rate, your world service will move into solar system service by interfacing with other planets and other life forms within this solar system, moving out into your galaxy, your so-called Milky Way, as we do, and we interface with hundreds of thousands of civilizations within this galaxy. So who exactly are we, dear ones? The Galactic Federation is a council of divine souls which represent various quadrants of this particular galaxy. I am known as Captain Astar. My responsibility includes this particular solar system and the worlds within it, and many others as well. We come to you now during this planetary configuration, alignment, if you will, along with the energy of your solar and lunar worlds, and what has been explained, which may be new information for many of you, the DNA and the RNA of humanity has been stored in your lunar interior. And the origin of this particular planet, and the planets are in alignment, is a science and a history unto itself that it could be explained to you at another date, in another lesson, and another teaching. But suffice to say, at this particular moment, the alignment is to assist you into aligning with your higher self. Your divine self, your so-called I Am Presence, your so-called Christ Consciousness that has always existed, that exists now and forevermore. You're in the process by the teachings that have come from the higher realms to learn how to access this higher self, to free yourself from the duality, the separation, the confrontation, which permeates your world at this time. But we're here to assure you, to reassure you, that your world will not be destroyed and to reduce any fear of that. You've come to near destruction, dear humans, many times before in the past. Most recently, during the relationship with Atlantis and Lemuria, which again, through the meditation you visited, these worlds who went into nuclear holocaust which made the surface of this particular planet uninhabitable, so allowed the dispensations from we of the Galactic Federation to move into the interior of the Earth to maintain the evolutionary ascension process of this particular planet. So you might want to ask, why is this planet so special? Why are you so special, having chosen to be an aspect of it? You have chosen through being human to experience everything and your vernacular, the good, the bad, and the ugly of being human, in order to free yourself from it, to move into world service, to move into solecistic service, galactic service, universal service, and multi-universal service. That is what lies ahead for you, dear ones. But for the moment, suffice to say, there is enough and much to be done right now, right here. And that is the reason there is a reoccurrence of the harmonic convergence, the convergence of harmony and alignment to assist your relationship with self, to mirror and reflect that out into the world. So let us at this time review 9 key points, and the 8th of the 9th will be you sharing how these energies have affected you in a positive way, not to dwell on the chaos and upheaval or the lack and limitation in your life, but how you are focusing on what is in your life rather than what is not. So let us begin with number 1, dear ones.
These are the notes on the harmonic convergence. Number 1, August 18th activates the full moon in Aquarius.
So here we are at that moment.
This is the sign of breakthroughs. What you are experiencing now are breakdowns preceding the breakdown.
So you have the breakdown preceding the breakthrough is what is taking now. So we ask you, as you are looking at the upheaval and the chaos in your world outside of self, and perhaps within your own personal lives, you cannot have a breakthrough without a breakdown in order to close the oldness that no longer works to embrace the newness. Continue, please.
This is the time of applied knowledge, wisdom, and connecting with your soul family.
So wisdom is applied knowledge. And as has been explained to you many times before, you know a lot of things, dear humans, through your mental body. You think you know a lot of things, but what is remiss is the application of what you know into wisdom so you do not repeat the folly and the mistakes of the past. You cannot move into a higher frequency of existence without becoming wise, dear ones. Continue.
Number 2.
Are there any questions about number 1, dear ones? Any aspect?
Again, if you have a question, hit *6 if you're online. I just want to note that this, you mentioned this is a time of connecting with your soul family, and I'm hearing about all kinds of people that have people coming into their life that they haven't seen in like 20, 30 years. So I'm just waiting for that to happen to me.
Yes, be aware of how these energies are affecting your emotional and your mental body and physical events, dear ones, is one of the things we wish for you to become conscious and aware of through this cosmic event. Key to the whole thing in your vernacular, dear ones, is applied knowledge moving into wisdom. That is the core element lacking in your world. The higher realms from which we reside within in the Galactic Federation are monitored and balanced by wisdom. We're able to look at what works and didn't work in the past and make a decision not to repeat it. For instance, dear ones, you're beginning to realize that killing one another doesn't really work, that being at war with one another really doesn't work. Because you've reached a point in your weaponry, which has taken place in the past with the Atlantean civilizations and others even more advanced than that, where you can destroy one another in a heartbeat. Again, we wish to repeat, you would not be allowed to destroy the planet itself, for the planet itself has a cosmic mission, and the planets lining up at this very moment are testimony to that truth. Shall we continue if there are no questions?
I'm just wondering if you might be able to just expand a little bit on the breakdowns that are happening now to allow us to get to the breakthroughs.
You are seeing the play out of hate in your world. You are seeing the play out of the imbalance of the masculine feminine energy, specifically, within your governmental plays, your political outplays, and the wars that are resulting. You're seeing it in your religions. All of this is coming up for healing and for review. Gifted to you is the communication that you have now, your so-called cyberspace, that has been gifted to you from the archangelic realm of Uriel, to assist you to have instantaneous communication with one another, bypassing your third dimensional world, controlled, your media being controlled by others. But remember one thing, dear ones, you've heard this before. You cannot control what you did not create. You did not create this world. You did not create the concept of humanity. There may be those of you who think that you can control it for a short period of time, but look at your history. It always failed, eventually. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, thank you. So moving on to number two, Aquarius is all about being true to yourself, activating your soul plan, your reason to be here.
So that's what is happening now, astrologically, the age of Aquarius. And there have been many plays and many songs written about this specific event. But again, it's all about activating your reason to be here, your divine soul plan, in relationship to a healed relationship with self, to heal the wounds and the defenses surrounding the wounds that have kept you in lack and limitation and confrontation with one another. You're beginning to see, peeking behind the curtain, those who are manipulating you to keep you in conflict for their monetary or power gain. The communication that has been gifted to you allows you to see that more freely. We suggest, dear ones, if it resonates through your discernment, to make sure that is not controlled by others the way your mass media is, dear ones. It is intended to free you from yourselves and to give you direct, immediate communication without a hidden agenda. Continue, dear one.
Okay, again, if you have a question and you're online, just hit *6. Seeing no questions, we're going to move on to number 3. It is time to leave your comfort zones, habits, and patterns causing any lack and limitation.
There are many tools and messages and teachings from the higher realms through this endeavor called the Angel News Network and others to assist you within that process, dear ones. To master self in order to master life, to free yourself from yourself is the process. Your world at present is being largely run by wounded little boys and little girls who have not healed that wound and are acting out through an ego defense around that wound and attempting to control the world. If you look at your world leaders at this time, you'll see this very clearly. It is more obvious, if you will, because of the communication and transportation that you have, than it has ever been. That dynamic will not allow to be transferred or transitioned into higher frequencies. In the higher realms, we of the Galactic Federation, you cannot be in what you would call a leadership capacity without a completely healed relationship with self, with no intention to harm, with a balance of the masculine and feminine energy, a balance of giving and receiving. And many of the laws of attraction and karma which you are working within at this time will not be necessary. All of these are coming up for review on your particular planet at this time. The energy that's coming through the alignment of these specific five planets is activating the central core of your planet, connecting with the central core of the other planets mentioned, and is being power boosted in your vernacular by the lunar event, the full moon and the eclipse. It is a resetting, as has been explained to you, of human consciousness. That is how significant this is. Those of you who have chosen to be present and to hear this firsthand, if it so resonates, we ask that you share this wisdom with others. Your consciousness is being reset to a higher vibratory rate as a result of the planetary, lunar, and sun configurations taking place in this specific solar system to assist your ascension process. By raising your vibration, you reset your consciousness and allow yourself to create a world of equality, harmony, and balance. Those are the energetic mechanics of what is taking place right now. Are there any questions, dear ones?
We have a question. Go ahead, 352. Go ahead,
yes.
352.
Yes. I would like to know, are there any particular duties required of us who were born during January as Aquarians to do involving our world service?
Dear one, it is no accident that you have chosen to incarnate under that sign. It is what you would call your monadic cosmic sign.
Okay.
So the energies of Aquarius very much resonate with you. Through your own talents and gifts and your discernment and resonance, you will take that frequency of Aquarius out into the world as you see fit. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Each of you incarnated in specific energetic moments within the cosmos. It's all designed and set up, dear ones, in sacred geometrics that have an energetic interrelationship with one another where there are no accidents within the configurations. That is a complex cosmic science within itself that can support you. But we ask with any information that comes to you that you use your own resonance, how you feel about it, and your own discernment, how you think about it prior to applying it. For your discernment and your resonance are your internal gyro systems, dear one. Shall we continue?
Moving on to number 4. And again, if you have a question, just hit *6 if you're online. If you so choose, be with people who are extraordinary now and who are different from you, and learn from them.
Stepping outside your comfort zones. Stepping outside your habits and patterns. Looking for that resonance and that connection that may be from a past or present life, or even a life to come. You're all in the process of building communities of equality, harmony, and balance through connecting through soul families, which reaches beyond the biological choices that you have made. Many of you are experiencing within your biological incarnational cycles not so much resonance. You may be perceived as the outsider, or someone being different. So many of you are seeking or looking to create a soul family outside of that. Again, the communication and transposition which is available to you now readily allows you. Also be aware, dear ones, of the portals and vortices, the geographic portals and vortices that will call to some of you to be in specific locations at specific times, connecting with new communities and new individuals. That is also taking place with this planetary alignment at this time. It's all, as you would say, dear ones, in divine order. But it is a magnificent time to be human. There are more of you on the surface of this planet at this time to experience what is taking place now. Some are choosing to leave. Some are choosing to see it through fruition. Let us continue.
Moving on to number 5. This full moon is generating a personal process, catharsis, in you. The lunar eclipse, not visible from Earth but still felt in you, gives even more impact.
Read that one again, dear one.
This full moon is generating a personal process, catharsis, in you. The lunar eclipse, not visible from Earth but still felt in you, gives even more impact.
Again, this energy that's supporting you, this cosmic energy, this planetary energy, this solar system energy, this lunar energy, is assisting your personal process, the examination of self, the wounds and the defenses, to create a permanent healing so that that healed relationship with self can better mirror out into the world, eventually transcending me consciousness into we consciousness into world service. But the foundation, again, of all of it is the personal process. No one can fix it for you. No one can do it for you. It is you being willing to be and do the work yourself. And you have some wonderful examples on this planet, dear ones. You have the whole realm of the ascended masters, of these individuals who were once walking the mantle of the earth as you do now, and made it a priority within their lives to ascend into a higher frequency of existence. If it resonates, study their incarnational cycles. Become familiar with these individuals. Your Sananda, your Jesus, your Buddha, your Lord Lantos, your Saint Germain, your Serapis Bay, Hilarion, and many, many others, dear one, these wonderful divine souls who have created a pathway to show you that it's possible. You're all in the process of becoming ascended masters to eventually be in service to all that there is, the glory and the magnificence of that. Are there any questions?
I just wanted to ask, you said that the moon helps us with personal processing. What do the energies of the sun do?
The sun is the birth, the uterus of your solar system. And all of the planets within this were created off of this star. And what is taking place is that through the ascension process, that you all came from stars, and this planet was seeded by different star systems, the planets will all return to stars, moving from a dense carbon existence into a light body, back into light, a star. As that has been explained to you in the past, when you look up into the night sky and you see your stars, please imagine, dear ones, that all of those within your galaxy were once planets that went through an ascension process of moving from density, returning back to light from the star that they came from. And if you so choose, allowing that cycle to repeat itself again at a higher frequency of existence. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, thank you. If there are no questions, we're going to move on to number 6. Some people will be touchier than usual and quick to anger or upset. Some will crave extra love, support, and attention. Some will begin to stop caring so much about what others think. They will start deciding things on their own and for themselves. Some will become more confident, self-aware, and conscious of their choices. Some will shift into a happier and more enlightened phase of their lives.
It's these things, dear one, that we ask that you share in coming together at this divine cosmic moment, this harmonic convergence, this full moon, this lunar eclipse at this time, that you share which of those you fall into, so that you can see yourselves in one another, dear one, and you can begin to see your oneness. Are there any questions about these aspects?
Again, if you have a question online, I hit *6. I just wanted to comment that I do see various people acting in all of these different manners. And one of the ones that I resonate with is I've really stopped caring so much about what others think. I actually broke one of my eye teeth next to my front tooth, broke it almost all the way up to the root. And I didn't really care what people thought when I went out. And it was funny, I went to a service repair place, and one of the guys looked at me and he said, "Oh, you forgot your eye patch today, huh?" And I just kind of shrugged it off. I didn't really care.
Good for you, dear one.
Anyone else care to comment on number 6 or have a question?
Well, we're going to, when we finish these, we will open up. The channel will come out of trance, and you'll have an opportunity to review these and share these, dear ones. Let us continue so that we have them all in place, all in alignment, as you would say.
Okay, we're moving on to number 7. This is a good day for spontaneity and being social with your soul family or new friends.
That's the reason that you have gathered at this time. So thank yourselves for showing up. And for some of you, it is actually a reunion and a grand reunion of the past coming together in the present. Continue, dear one.
Number 8, this harmonic convergence full moon is a good time to honor and celebrate what you have achieved and what you have received, and to focus on the fullness of life rather than any lack.
That is what we're going to ask you to share, dear ones, since humanity loves to focus on what is not, and you're using focusing on what is not to learn what is. But at this particular moment, at this particular harmonic convergence, we're going to ask you to focus on what is. Are there any questions about this particular exercise, dear ones?
I don't have a question. I just wanted to share that I've really become aware of the blessings that are in my life, and it's only because of the things that dropped out of my life that allowed me to become aware of the blessings that are in my life.
Indeed, dear one. Let us continue, and then we shall share more.
If anyone has a question online, all you need to do is hit star 6, or if you'd like to make a comment on what's in your life right now that's not dealing with lack and limitation.
Have you gone with number 9, dear one?
Seeing no one wishing to share on number 8, we'll move on to number 9. It is time to trust and surrender and know that spirit, higher realms, are always here to love and support us.
Can you trust and surrender and know this truth, dear ones? It is the disconnect from this truth that we have always been here to support you. We're not some space aliens coming in to destroy you. Now, we would say, dear one, there have been some moments in your Earth history where there's often no conscious memory of it, but it's stored within your DNA, when there were some worlds that came in many a millennia ago and had a negative impact upon humanity. But that era, that history, is completed. So we ask that you trust and surrender to the support of the higher realms, which created Lemuria, Atlantis, Egypt, Greece, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi, and many others lost within your language, dear ones. And understand that, in effect, we are here to support and love one another within the energy of oneness, that we actually need one another within the cosmic cycle of evolution. For you are where many have been. You are where some will come. There are worlds much more advanced than yours. There are worlds much more primitive than yours that are at different evolutionary processes, not unlike the maturation process of being human, starting as a helpless infant, moving through infancy, childhood, young adulthood, and old age. But if there are no questions or any other things, we will now leave our channel. We will ask that you come together and begin to share specifically number 8 or any of the others, and begin to feel directly how these aligned energies, these planetary and lunar energies, are supporting you, dear ones. As we take our leave of you at this time, we ask you to imagine once again, as you started through your meditation, the magnificence of the galaxy of which your planet and your solar system is housed within. There are so many worlds waiting for your interaction. Once you have completed the necessary ascension processes of being human and freeing yourself from the unhealed relationship with self, there's a glory, a magnificence, and a vastness awaiting you beyond your comprehension, which will allow the embracing of the service to all that there is, which we of the Galactic Federation are committed to. We interface also with other galaxies. So there is a vastness and a magnificence awaiting you once you have freed yourself from self and the confounds of this particular planet. But that freedom will only come through the mastering of self and the mastering of world service upon the planet, first and foremost. It is our intention that you understand that aspect of your ascension process as you're moving forward. When that is complete, and it is your destiny that it will be, the when will take place each one of you individually. Some of you can do it in this lifetime, the next lifetime, or whatever. But when the ascension process is finally and fully activated, those who are not making a decision to ascend will do it elsewhere, on another planet, in another solar system, somewhere else in this galaxy, or even another galaxy beyond, dear ones. That's why we had the channel give you the little cosmic journey, so you can begin to see the mechanics, if you will. So we bid you adieu. We ask you to enjoy and surrender and have gratitude for the energies that are coming forward to you planetarily and lunarly. And know that we are always with you, dear ones, as brothers and sisters in this beautiful galaxy you call the Milky Way.
I just want to remind everyone that tonight is on a love offering basis, and you can donate online at theangelnewsnetwork.com.
So we're now going to switch into our sharing period. So why don't we start with those of you online first? And again, it's the harmonic convergence and the full moon that's taking place tonight. It's a good time to honor and celebrate what you have achieved and what you have received, and to focus on the fullness of life rather than lack. Is there anyone who would like to share?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. This is Maria. I want to share about number six, which is the different way people are reacting at this point, because I have felt that so strongly that I feel kind of weird, and it's almost like I want to avoid people, just not to get involved in a confrontation. I just don't think I'm going to get anything out of that, and if they don't think like me, that's okay. I accept that. But people, many times, they don't like to listen to different ideas or opinions. So I am so happy to know that it's just part of our evolution, and not that I am kind of an insensitive person or that I don't care. I think I am reacting more like in a way of protecting myself, I guess. That's protecting my growth, protecting my evolution. I don't want, it's like I am not yet ascended, so please don't come too close to me. That's pretty much what I think.
Thank you for sharing, Maria. Anyone else online?
Yes. This is Anthusa.
Go ahead,
Anthusa.
Go ahead, sweetie.
Hi, and I also agree with whoever just shared. I am experiencing inner... I don't want to use the word conflict, but it's just the best word that comes to me right now. I want to be the sun, S-O-N, / S-U-N, / daughter of truth. And I am finding, as I'm searching through my present challenges and whatever is happening with me, I am finding that when I seek out for this truth, I am finding that the feminine qualities or the feminine people that I am speaking with are on one side, and that the masculine people that I am speaking with are on a various different opposite side. And I know that this is my own personal process. But I strongly want to be the daughter of truth, and I am leaning towards more the feminine side of the qualities that I am hearing to be the truth. And I am just asking for the support and asking for the truth of what it is that I am to really follow that within myself. I'm leaning more towards the femininity, but I am also still struggling. And I know it is for me the maybe possibly the past life or ancestral or whatever I would want to say, maybe wounded possibilities or erroneous beliefs that have not been cleared. And I just am asking the support of the higher dimensional realms, the highest of possible prophetic universal truth to come through me, because I know that I am and have always been a very innocent and naive, and I don't want to use blameful or shameful or judgmental verbiage. I only want the truth, and I want not to be harmful. I want to avoid being harmful. I just want to find the truth, and I want my true soul, family, soul members, whether harmonic convergence of true, genuine, honest, truthful, those certain qualities and people to come forth. And I know that is all within my own self. It is my inside personal process. And I am just asking for this to come forth. And I'm not sure if this is what this was the conversation of all that has taken place, because I ended up coming in late on the conversation. But I am asking for this.
Okay. Thank you, Antuza, for speaking your truth, your needs, and your boundaries.
Thank you.
Anyone else online?
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
I would like to express my gratitude that my relationship with my only son has been healed after 16 years of separation and distractions and not being together, and my whole family has healed because of this relationship being put back together. And I'm just so thankful, and my heart feels light, and I feel more like myself than I ever have by knowing that I have my son again by my side.
Beautiful.
Thank you for sharing.
And that is a real example of this rare celestial cosmic event assisting things in taking place that weren't there in the past. And for us to be conscious of the support that we're receiving from the higher realms and allowing that to go forth in a more forthright way. Are you complete, Diane?
Yes, I'm so thankful. I hope everyone can feel what I'm feeling.
We can.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Very happy for you.
You nailed it, girl. Anybody else online? There's a lot of you there. Anybody else?
Yeah, sure. Richard?
Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, I've been feeling lately that I'm becoming more loving and patient with myself. I think because I'm starting to trust more that I'm being supported by my guides or just the universe. And by doing that, I feel that I can extend that to other people also. That's it.
Thank you. I think trust is a key thing for all of us. We've had so many events in our lives that have prevented our ability to trust. We've all been abandoned. We've been betrayed. We've had mistruths told to us. And just be aware that it's also coming up from past lives as well, particularly the relationship of the masculine and feminine energy, how the feminine energy has been subjugated by the masculine energy for so many millennia on this particular planet. And we're just beginning to see the inkling of we cannot evolve as a species without this balance. There's a reason for both of us being here. And how dare we, if I may use that expression, subjugate the very energy that's allowed us to have life on this particular planet in the first place, knowing that we all came from the feminine energy. You know, I saw a great a visual the other day on Facebook. They were showing, you know, that Eve was from came from Adam's rib, and some woman wrote under it, "The hell he did, it came out of my vagina." And I thought, you go, girl. The hell with this rib. Anybody else online? Anyone else online? Cynthia, I'm going to embarrass you. You've had something wonderful happen in your life. Would you share it with us?
Well, why don't you give me a lead on that? There's been so many.
your daughter.
My daughter has just married for the second time. Her husband had a fatal aneurysm. He was 45, and she was left at 30 years old with two little children in the middle of earthquake disasters. And she has managed to completely turn her life around and marry a lovely fellow who I really like. I think I liked his first one very much too. This one has different things to offer her and in her path that she's going on. And I'm very, very, very happy that she's happy. And I hope that when she gets all of her work done on the house that she's getting renovated and sold, that they will start off on a new life, which is what they plan. And it's been difficult. Those earthquakes started in 2010. This is six years. September 10th will be 6 years that those earthquakes started, and they've just been through hell. Everybody in the city has. Yeah. And she's done this all by herself, really, because all these renovations started after he died. And so she had to do all of this herself. She wanted to do it herself. She was only going to do it herself. And she had support and help and blessing from me. But she did it herself, and she has had tremendous personal growth. And she's just a different person. She never had an opportunity to grow in this way. And sometimes when you're in this adversity, you don't really see the growth, the other side of the story, the other side of the coin, and what has happened to her. And she's just grown up a lot. And I'm grateful for the whole thing, really. It's come out great, fabulous for her and for me, because it was really affecting me also. I could barely move around.
So, Cynthia, that was the breakdown before the breakthrough.
Well, yeah. I mean, she was in the middle of it, and there wasn't anything you could really do about it either.
Uh-huh.
She coped. She coped in her own way and has grown so much. And if it had to happen, I'm very grateful that she's handled it the way she has.
So I just ask us to begin to link what's happening with these cosmic energetic forces that are here supporting that process, which is often the invisible part of it for many of us.
Absolutely. I'm sure she would never tell you she was grateful for the opportunity to do this. But, you know, I'm sure that she has built some knowledge and gained some knowledge that she would never have gained for her apply to her future life without these stepping stones.
Yeah. And for everyone that doesn't know, this is down in New Zealand where this is taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Are you complete, Cynthia?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Phil. And happy birthday.
Thank you. Anyone else online?
This is Ann. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Ann. Go ahead.
And I'm finding getting back to that sixth point that dealing with people with I'm experiencing in my workplace dealing with a particular person that is bringing me back to the same just like I'm dealing with my mother as a child, and being afraid to stand up to that person. And so it's been quite an experience for me, especially at this stage in my career. And I'm getting to the point, I mean, this person really has been tearing me down. And then I'm getting to realize my energies, I think it's my energies that she's having challenges with, and finding every little thing. And she has all the characteristics of my mother as a childhood. So I'm realizing that I'm really experiencing those wounds, and those wounds have not been totally healed. So lately I have realized that other people have come and are offering me other positions. And I was at a function actually a couple nights ago in which people that I had worked with in the past came and hugged me. I had like 20 people come and hug me. So I realized, and this person was in the room that has been tearing me down all this time. So it really gave me a good feeling that all the energy work that I've been doing, and I am starting to heal some of those wounds and stand up for myself.
Wonderful. And let us all just become more conscious of these energies that are here to support us and let them flow in. Are you complete, Anne?
That's great insight, you know. It's hard to see things like that.
Yeah.
Yes, I still have a little ways to go, but I've been able to identify them and working on them.
I do want to add this with Anne's phrase, a little ways to go. As long as we're in this frequency, the third dimension of our emotions, our thoughts, creating our physicality, we will be in a personal process. It's part of what we signed on for. And it's not always, as Cynthia shared, it's not always a matter of going always straight forward. Sometimes we can take a couple of steps forward and a half a step or two steps back and then go forward again. It moves back and forth. But the thing for us to be aware of and to remember is we are in process. It is the human contract that we signed on to, and building these soul families and these communities allow us to come together and share and support one another is really, really essential. Anybody else online?
I have just one short thing about being patient with other people and their actions. I had a lady come against me in a community group that I was volunteering in, and this woman just constantly blasted me for this or that or the other, what I was doing, what I was saying, what I was wearing. It really didn't matter. It just seemed like she constantly came against me, and it almost got me down. And then finally, I realized the more patient I could be with this woman, the better off I would be. Well, one day she called me and really gave me what for. And I found out later that day that two of her teenage sons had both tried committing suicide in different locations. That woman was going through a hell that nobody knew about. It gives me goosebumps now to think about it. But I was so glad that myself decided to be patient with this woman instead of just, you know, my Italian upbringing really wanted to come to the surface. But I just told myself, be patient with her. See, you know, this can work out. And only to find out that is what she was dealing with at home on the same day.
So what the message is, But what the message is in this, Diane, is everything is a relationship, a mirroring of the relationship with self. When someone is treating us badly, or what we perceive to be badly, is a reflection of their relationship with themselves. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't set our boundaries in regard to that when it becomes dangerous or it becomes extremely harmful. But it can allow us, as you did, to somehow realize it wasn't going to help things for you to give what you were getting, but to just to pull back and allow this truth to come forward. But now we can become conscious of it. When someone is judging us, shaming, or blaming us, which was happening in your case, that's a reflection of the person judging, blaming, and shaming themselves.
God knows he was blaming her at home, you know, what she was enduring at home.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know.
Mm-mm.
Thank you for sharing that. Anyone else online? Okay, if we're complete online, I hope everyone had an opportunity to share. And if you didn't, you know, you can share with yourself and share individually. But I think the thing that I would love to leave those of you online with is just become aware of these energies, these unseen energies that most of humanity don't even know exist or believe it exists, that they're really here to love and support us, that there are forces in the interior of the earth that we've revisited, that there are forces within our solar system that we're experiencing tonight, that there are forces within our galaxy that we're experiencing through the Galactic Federation and on into the multiverse that are all here to support us. It's a grand, extraordinary experience of love expressing itself. Thank you, everyone online, for joining us, and we'll be back with you again in 2 weeks. And you'll be getting your emails and your social media announcements of our next gathering. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.